Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football!
They go victory formation. McNamara to a knee. Ohio State has one timeout left. They're not going to use it. 48 seconds to go, and it's going to end right here. 42-27. Michigan will defeat Ohio State and head to Indianapolis for a Big Ten title.
Woo! That is the call on Michigan radio. What an absolute stunner. A stunner by many. Many felt it was a stunner. How many? Well, 90% of the people who bet on this game felt it was a stunner. 42-27.
At Caesars in Michigan, 95% of the money was on the Buckeyes. In Michigan. A better at MGM, though, put $200K on Michigan plus 250.
Oh.
$500,000 payout.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
They scored on their first four possessions after the halftime. It was a 14-13 Michigan lead at the break, and they win 42-27. This is Jim Harbaugh's first win against Ohio State. This is the first win Michigan has had against Ohio State since 2011. This has been hammer versus nail. It doesn't matter if it was Urban Meyer or if it was Ryan Day.
15 of the last 16.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it's been. Jim Tressel, Urban Meyer, Ryan Day, doesn't really matter. Jim Harbaugh had a little bit of a... This wasn't a jab. This was an uppercut.
This is a tombstone.
This was a shot fired right at Ryan Day, who, by the way, remember, he took over for Urban Meyer after Urban Meyer had made this, you know, like he had taken the program to amazing heights.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Tressel took it to amazing heights. And Ryan Day took over that program and has continued that trend, but Jim Harbaugh is not, let's just say he's not impressed.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, you know, but they didn't.
Yo.
Yeah. Wow.
Jim Harbaugh, he's a tool and he's dorky and all that. And you can maybe even say he's underachieved a little bit at Michigan. That line is an all-time great. Some people in life end up at third base and they think they hit a triple, but they didn't.
Yeah. Now,
wow.
It's a great line. Now, this is one of my pet peeves of sport fans. You know, when you're 0 for life and you finally beat the team one time, you don't get to talk trash.
One time.
You don't get to talk trash against that team. That team has completely emasculated you.
Owned you.
For a decade.
Yes.
And you don't get to beat them once and then talk trash. It's like these stupid Eagle fans. You don't get to win one Super Bowl and then talk all the smack.
Yeah.
All right? You know, like you got it. You got, like, chill out, guys. You know, you like Michigan, you have done... I mean, it's like my school. Like, I'm not going to make fun of Alabama fans when we finally beat Alabama again.
Right.
All right, you Aggies. You sit there, take your you won. Shut your mouths and take your talking to for the next decade because you probably won't win again. But like it's a great line, and I'm here for
to call Ryan Day. Basically, called him a silver spooned incumbent.
Yeah,
that's what he called Ryan Day. Ryan Day again in these booster discussions, these booster pep talks always get you in trouble. He was talking about dropping 100. On Michigan,
yeah,
and they stormed the field.
Yeah,
100,000 people.
Unbelievable! 100,000 people. Dropping 100 points. You know, not a good day for Ryan Day. Not a good day for Ohio State because you know, now they're in a predicament. They're in a lump with a half dozen other teams. What's going to happen? Because the college football playoff rankings come out tomorrow. What's going to happen to Ohio State? What's going to happen to Michigan? What's going to happen to Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, Todd McShay and Lee Corso getting roasted. Todd McShay getting destroyed. Did we ever find out what happened to Todd McShay when he got taken off of television? I haven't seen stories on that. He said that two-loss Ohio State should make the playoffs over undefeated Cincinnati, and Corso's getting roasted as well.
Yeah, and, you know, like a lot of people, like Jeff Schwartz, former offensive lineman in the NFL, said, yeah, no. You got a bunch of, you know, huge McShay fan, but there's no way two-loss Ohio State should make it over Cincinnati. If that's the case, why play any games at all? Now, listen, Cincinnati plays Kansas 8 times a year. Like, let's just be fair. That's what they do.
Yep.
And so there is
now, can I blame them and can I say make your schedule tougher? How much blame can I put on them?
Well, you know, there are two.
Obviously, you're locked into your conference.
So you're locked into your conference. There are two non-conference games. We're at Notre Dame and at Indiana, who are regional. You know, those are regional games.
Yeah.
And those are fine games.
Notre Dame's a great. That's a fantastic. Great opponent.
Yeah, fantastic. But. Yeah, so how many other games do they have? What, one other non-conference game? I suppose you could have, but, you know, they did the best they could. It's probably not the easiest team to schedule. Like, if you're a middling Power 5 team, you're not going to schedule Cincinnati. They're a good squad. So you're probably not going to want to have that. You don't want that smoke, let's be fair. What else happens? Well, you know, now the other thing is what happens to Oklahoma State, because Oklahoma State won Bedlam.
Snap, knee, ball game. Oh, baby, what a night! Oh, baby, what a night! Final score, Oklahoma State 37, Oklahoma 33.
You want a case for the Cowboys, the Pokes, to make the Final Four? Michigan's got one top 25 win. Notre Dame has one top 25 win.
Oh, Lee Corso, by the way, said Notre Dame should be up there. Over Cincinnati. Yeah,
well, Lee Corso needs to get with the century. This isn't the 80s anymore.
I can't believe they still let Lee on TV.
Oklahoma State has four top 25 victories. And they're going to be behind Michigan and behind Notre Dame in these rankings when they come out tomorrow. And that's just not fair. You know, they've played a better schedule. They have the same amount of wins, same amount of losses as Notre Dame does and as Michigan does. And they played a much tougher schedule. And they've beat better opponents. And if it's not about beating better opponents, then what is it? Is it about having a better name on the front of your jersey? If that's what it's about, that's what it's about. And I'm fine with that. But just be honest and be upfront, because Oklahoma State deserves to be ahead of... Go look at Michigan's schedule. Just go look at it. And tell me the good win on there not named Ohio State. Go look at it. Go look at Notre Dame's. Tell me the great win Notre Dame has. It's not better than Oklahoma... they are not better than Oklahoma State. Their resume, at least, is not better than Oklahoma State's. And Oklahoma State's going to wind up getting screwed. And maybe this is why Lincoln Riley decided to leave. I don't know. That he lost to Oklahoma State? No, this was in the works long, long before.
Yeah.
But the moment that he knew that he was out of the national championship running, which the second loss would do that, he basically said, gave USC the okay to announce that he was going to leave Norman. And look, that's smart of him. As long as you got a chance to win and make the national championship game, stay at Oklahoma. Or at least keep it a secret as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Kevin Durant. Has he sent Lincoln a thank you gift for now being the most hated person in Oklahoma? I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Man,
he
looking
is.
At all this footage, it's so, I love it. It's so dramatic. Like with the 4 a.m. footage of the cars pulling into the airport and Lincoln and all the assistant coach. Yeah. It's so seedy.
Yeah, it's
so
almost like seedy. It's happened before at a school in Knoxville, Tennessee. Has it happened before
yes,
there?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
It's probably going to happen again this
Look,
week.
Man, all right, come on. The Oklahoma fans, like, we got to give a reality talk on how angry you should really be at the guy.
Very.
Yeah, extremely very. Angry.
Why?
Because you promised not only your fan base, but also the recruits you're bringing in, that you're going to stay there. You gave us your word you would, and you didn't. Number two, you are going into the most dominant conference. You are being welcomed into the SEC, and no, you're like...
And that's a reason to go. It's a run.
It's a bit of a chicken-ass move.
That's chicken-ass.
What should he... See, it's... This is a separate.
He's not going to. There's no pressure on Norman.
What should he have said to the recruits? What do you say?
No, you're right.
You can't say anything.
You got to play the game.
What do you do?
You got to play the game. Right? I get it. You should be upset because it's a lateral move, at best.
I know we had Jared Sandler on, but I don't think it's lateral at all.
That USC is better?
I don't think it's necessary. I don't think anymore it's better. Their facilities are not great. The conference is not very. They don't care about winning. You know, Oklahoma, they care, but they will give him
a. USC. Like, come on.
It's Oklahoma.
Like it's USC.
Oklahoma's as successful or more successful of a program than USC ever historically. They're about the same historically.
But it's not like
not LA.
It's not the ultimate prime time. When you think about college football or you talk about it over the past, 20, 25 years, not the past 10, but we're talking about Texas, you're talking about LSU, you talk about Alabama, you talk about USC. And then you can talk about your Oklahomas.
Oklahoma.
And it's Southern California.
You talk about Oklahoma more than Texas and LSU over the last 25 years.
What is a more prestigious job? A more headlining prestigious job. You can go in a weaker conference, be the hero, and own recruiting and talent in that state. And let's stop with this whole I'd rather live in North. I mean, this guy's going to live in California versus Norman, Oklahoma. I know we're in Texas and I know we're in this region. Let's stop acting like anyone else outside of this state or in Oklahoma would pretend that that's a lifestyle decision.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley actually said in his statement that was released, this was a personal decision solely based on my willingness to take on a new challenge. And I felt like it was the right opportunity for me and my family to do that because I'm horribly scared of playing Bama and Georgia.
Well, is that the end of it? No, that's amazing.
That's a fantastic cut
right there. You guys can feel good about your tough guy status in the conference. But in the next 10 years or 5 years, would he have a better chance to win a national title at USC or Oklahoma? Over the next 10 years, to me, the answer is definitely USC. I don't know about the next five in terms of getting his own talent in there. It's the easier path. We got into this argument with some of the SEC media members in California. Would you rather be in the NFC East or the NFC West? Give me the NFC East. Give me the NFC East. And that is what his new conference is.
It's a bad conference. There's no doubt about that one. He basically has to worry about Oregon. And that's it. And, yeah. As the Fantech brought up, Lincoln Riley coaches about two games a year without a massive talent advantage. And he usually loses both of them anyway. So maybe it isn't a big loss for Oklahoma.
Smart decision, Lincoln.
It might be a big loss for Texas A&M, Troy. I'm sorry. But... And I don't think Jimbo's going anywhere, but Jimbo's about to get a new contract. A fat new contract, because LSU and Oklahoma.
Didn't he just get one?
He's going to get another one.
Yeah, he just got one.
Because LSU and Oklahoma are about to have a bidding war for that dude. And A&M's just going to have to pony up the money. And if I'm Jimbo, that's exactly what I'm doing. He might make $20 million a year by the end of this college football coach carousel season.
And LSU is going to get who now?
They're going hard. They're going to go hard after... After Jimbo, because they lost out. Billy Napier did not go downstate.
Crazy.
Or upstate, whatever it is. I don't know where Lafayette is compared to Baton Rouge. We don't pay attention to that state. But, he decided that he's like, hey, I'm going to go to Florida. Screw all you dudes. I'm going to Florida, man. Nobody could get Billy Napier to go anywhere, and Billy Napier decides to go to Florida.
What LSU got right now is our name. They got our number with that loss this weekend to my Texas A&M Aggies. My Texas A&M Aggies losing to LSU in Coach Ed Orgeron's last game. I mean, that was embarrassing for Jimbo Fisher. That is highly embarrassing, and even more to the players, because guess what? I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure this is the honest truth. There was some sort of team meeting after the game where everyone said, you need to be held accountable and need to apologize. You know why? Because half the team tweeted within an hour after the loss, I apologize for what we did out there. We'll do better next year. Not a chance.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.